Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for a four shlemer from Maris Hannah Miriam Bas Chana, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, and for Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi, and for Yehuda Ben Margalit Sara, for Shlema Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, and for Rabbi Ben Sion Ben Shalamis Machla, for Shlema. This also for the Chayalim who are now at war. Shem should guard them. Basing this in the Sefer Or Avram in Simen Gimel and Maseches Brachos Tanya, says the Gemara in Brachos and of Gimel Amid Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Pam Yosi Mahalik Baderech Venechnasti L'Churva. Once I was going on the path and I went into a churva. I went into a place of destruction. Achas Mechorvas Yerushalayim. I went into one of the destroyed places of Yerushalayim. Lispalil to Davin, Baalio Zachal the Tovah, Shemli Al Pesach, came Raleo Anovi, and he waited for me at the Pesach at the opening. Ach Siamti Tfilasi, until I finished my tefillah. Lachash Siamti Tfilasi, after I finished Davening, Amrali said to me, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha my Rebbe, Va'amr Martilo, and I answered him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori, Va'amrali Benim Ibne Manach Lassel Churva Zu, he said, my son, why'd you first see his Rebbe, then he's his son? Why'd you come into this Churva? Why'd you come to this destroyed place? You should have davened on the way. I was afraid that the Ovrei Drachim, the passersby, would stop me. You should have davened a short tefillah. At that time I learned from him three things. Etc., etc. So, in Vayter in the Gemara, it says, for three things, you don't enter into the Churva for three reasons. Because of suspicion. Because it might fall down. Because of the demons. And Rashi writes, because somebody's going to say, if you're going into this destroyed place, no one's there, it's desolate, so there's going to be some a lady waiting for him there. And they're going to do something inappropriate. Mipnei Amapoles, people are going to suspect that. Mipnei Amapoles, Rashi says, She'echol masachurva ruol masukun upentipol echom alav, maybe the wall's going to fall on you. So the Hemshech Divrei HaGemara, it says why you need all three reasons, why you need both the reason of chshad, of suspicion, of mapoles, the wall's going to fall on you, and the mazikin, the demons. Why you need all three reasons and why one of them is not enough. But we have to understand Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that he learned from Eliyahu HaNavi that ain't nechlasim lechorva. But it's a Tvar Tema that Rabbi Yossi didn't think of any of these three reasons on his own. Rabbi Yossi could have figured out himself, like the Gemara says, Vayter, there's Chshad, there's Mapolis, there's Mazikin. Why did he have to learn this from Eliyahu HaNavi? You can't say that he thought there was some sort of heter. Like the Gemara says, that if it's a new churva, then there's no chshash that it's going to fall. But it says that it was one of the churvas Yerushalayim, it was an old churva. And he says, the Gemara says that if there are two people, there's no chshash mazikin. Rabbi Yossi was all alone. So there was chshad, there was mazikin, there was mapoles. So why didn't Rabbi Yossi think of these reasons himself? And why did he go in there? Why did he have to learn from the Ranavi not to go into daven in a churva? Not only that, but that he was zochah that Eliyahu HaNavi should come and tell him. Tell Rabbi Yossi that he did shalom kedin, that he went into the churva. But the Hemshech Divrei HaGemara, it says that he heard a bas kol. So the churva, the same bas kol that he was zochah to hear, could have also told him this halacha. So even though normally we say that ain mashgichem be bas kol with respect to kviyas halacha, but look later on in Daf Nun Beis and Brachas, Tosis Dibur Maskel v'Rebbe. There it says that when the bas kol is so to the rov, you don't listen to the bas kol, but otherwise you can listen to the bas kol. So according to this chat, the bas kol alone would have been enough. So why was Eliyahu HaNavi sent to tell him this? The bas kol could have told him. So we could say as follows, that later on in the Vav Amud Beis it says, a person should always be careful about mincha. Because Eliyahu Navi was nana betfilas mincha. Shenemar v'ibalos mincha. Vayigash Eliyahu Navi v'yomer aneni Hashem aneni. Aneni sheteredesh min Hashemayim. Vaneni shalom r'maisik shofim him. So he said aneni. He was answered dafkid mincha that the esh fell min Hashemayim. And that they didn't say that it was maisik shofim. The Marisha writes in the Chiddush HaGadol betfilas mincha. Nira lefarish. That lo itzdrich lememar shalo yavat alechad me'at filas. Shikvar mefura shalvas tiknum v'keneget tmidim tiknum. Ela dahochi kamar. That when the Gemara says to be zor b'tfilas mincha, it's not telling you to daven mincha, don't skip mincha. We're not dealing with the people who are going to skip mincha over here. It's pashut that you're davening mincha. It means daven mincha immediately the first chance you get. Of course, the Gemara says that avos that the avos were attacking mincha. The carbon we have mincha. So of course you're not going to skip mincha. But it means daven mincha first thing. And like the Gemara says in Shabbos, and not to do things when it comes mincha time, because you might continue and miss out on mincha. So you have to right away have the opportunity to have mincha chab the first minion. That's what it means about Eliyahu, the rise from Eliyahu, that he was answered at mincha. Ve'ba'alos mincha was tchilas tchad zman mincha. So in that mice of Eliyahu that he was answered, there were two reasons. Two things that Eliyahu HaNavi davened for. He davened Sheteret Esh Min HaShemayim, and he davened Shalayim Rishamaisik Shofim Heim. Because if the Esh doesn't go Min HaShemayim, or if they say it's Maisik Shofim, there's a Tzat Sakana. Because they already killed the Nevi Hashem. So he can get in, be in very hot water with these Nevi Abel. Not only that, but there's another reason. Eliyahu was Makrav Kachim Bachutz, which is an Isser Chomer. Look at Malachim Aleph Yirches Lamed Vav, and when it says Vahi Balas Amincha Veigash Eliyahu Veyomer, etc. Uvidvarcha Asisi, it's called Dvarim Eila. The Radak writes V'tam Uvidvarcha Shelo Yomer Mi Daiti Asisi Komasha Asisi. Uvidivre, you shouldn't say that I did it on my own volition. It was Al Das God. Uvidivre, I was saying it was Varcha Asisi Shlomer Eliyahu Makriv Bebom B'Shas Iser Bomus. Uvidvarcha Asisi B'Diburecha Asisi. In other words, there was. He was doing it al pi Hashem that he was being makriv. He was normally not allowed. It was b'shas iser bamos. How was he allowed to be makriv the carbon? The answer is God told him to. So you see that if the Eish wouldn't have gone in a Shemaim, or if they would say it's ma'isik shofim, then they would be choshed Eliyahu that he was makriv b'chutz, which is not a good thing. Now this tefillah that Rabbi Yossi says, I went into the churva to daven. It doesn't say in the Gemara what tefillah it was, but it's actually mefurish in the Sefer Okech and Achus Kaddish. He writes that this tefillah that he was davening was drum roll mincha, and not only that, it was tchilas zman tefillas mincha, v'igia zman tefillas mincha. It says there. So now it's gevaldik. So we can say like this: that Rabbi Yossi knew that it's not right for a person to go into a churva, for the very same reason the Gemara brings later on. Rashi writes, "Menechshad, zona, menehamapoles, the wall might fall on him." So, those are the two chashashus: chashash avera and chashash sakana. Either the avera with the zona or the sakana of the walls of the mazikin. So, mele we can say the Rabbi Yossi held that since we see from Eliyahu Har Carmel that he learned from him that when Eliyahu daven. B'tchilas zman mincha, like the Marisha says, mikach tfilasa. He was saved from the sakana. The Nevi Abal didn't touch him, and he was saved from the chshad that people weren't—they weren't choshed him. That he was over an avera. So you see that tfilas mincha b'tchilas zmana helps to be meisir chashashos like this of sakana and of chshad, just like we find b'Eliyahu Hanavi. So Rabbi Yossi said, "I'm going to do this elbezach. I'm going to daven mincha." I'm going to daven mincha b'tchilas zman mincha, and I'm also going to be saved from the sakana and from people being suspicious that I did something wrong. Just bidyuk like Elio was saved from the sakana and from the chshad, gevaldik, moiridik. So we can say that Elio Hanavi, for this reason, came himself and told him that Rabbi Yossi shouldn't learn from what happened to him that he can daven mincha and achorva even b'tchilas zman mincha. Because even though it's gevaldik, it's a mila, it's an eitz ratzon, like it says in the Gemara, but you can learn from there that you're allowed to do this even by makom chshad v'sakana. Because there, it was al pi nevua, like Elio Hanavi said, u'bedvarcha asisi as kol dvarim eila, so there was dafka al pi nevua. So dafka there was mutter, in order to remove the chshad aveira and the sakana. Mashen came when there was no nevua, even though there's a maila to daven mincha at this time, but it's not roy to be machnis yourself l'makom sakana or l'makom chshad. And Elio learned this from, and Rabbi Yossi learned this from Elio Hanavi, ein l'chnasim l'chorva. In other words, that even though I had it sat to say that it was mutter because I learned from Elio Hanavi, it's still the wrong thing to do, like Elio taught me. Like this very same Elio. This very same Elio that was, that had the Nisim happen to him, he was Monea, the Chshad, and the Sakana. But he himself taught me, no, that it was Dafka al Pi HaDibur. So that answers our question of before. Why did the Baskol tell him this? Because it was Dafke Elio Hanavi who has to come and tell him. Because Elio Hanavi was the one who had the great who had the miracles happen to him because of his early mincha. So Rabbi Yossi could have thought, I'm learning from Elio Hanavi, I can also daven early mincha and avoid sakan and chshad. So Kamash Milan comes Elio Hanavi and he says, no. For me, it was al pi hadibur. And that's why the Rokeach tells us Dafke that it was Dafke, it was tfilas mincha. Higiyas man tfilas mincha. So in the Ein Yankif, he brings that Ramaz lo she'afal pisha yosik betfila v'shomer mitzvah leita dover ra mikol makon lo yilo leikanes l'chur v'shom makom sakana. He was telling him not to go in. And Rabbi Yossi said to him, yeah, but I came in to daven. So that's similar to what we're saying. The only thing is, we're saying that it's more than that. It's not just a tefillah, but it's dafka tefillas mincha, and it's dafka tchilas tefillas mincha. So we should all be zochem, it's Hashem. Lil modu lelamed lishmar v'las, l'kayim is called divrei samu torasu v'yahavo. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.